Oh boy, there's lots of things about Seth, and you know I compare him to Braden Point, and so okay, let's watch what Braden Point has done here, and you know, and I think Seth, like Braden, has this you know, just this quiet, determined confidence about him. You know, okay, stop me if you can. I'm not going to stop myself. There's so much to love about Seth Jarvis, and you know, you have this player that's got this fantastic hockey sense, and he's versatile. You know, when he played for the Hlinka Gretzky team last summer, you know, he didn't play in an offensive role, and he's capable of killing penalties. He can play on the wing, and I think he's got this fantastic deception in his game that really keeps opponents off balance. You know, when it looks like he's going to pass, he shoots. When it looks like he's going to shoot, he passes. He knows how to open up the game. He knows how to open up the ice. You know, I was really fortunate to work with the Dallas Stars when we had Sergei Zubov. And Sergei Zubov, who is now in the Hall of Fame, you know, never went end-to-end and everything, but he controlled the game, and he controlled it with his mind. And I think that that's what Seth does. He makes you think he's going to do one thing, but he's got so many other options. And then he's able to execute on what he feels is the best option. He's competitive. He doesn't allow himself to be denied. And once he becomes more physically mature, he's going to just be that much harder to deny because of his smarts. He makes his wingers better around him. I think he's going to be a real top-end point producer in the National Hockey League. And when you watch that player play and you watch how every team tries to approach trying to stop him, he's a problem solver. He sees what the problem is, and then he solves it. And if you can't do those things in the course of a game, you're not going to have a chance to play in the National Hockey League. And that's what Seth has. And I think the only thing he needs is time. The only thing he needs is time. And once that occurs, you know, he's going to be a really good NHL player. And so now we talk about the Winnipeg Jets. And, you know, I'm not one of the, like, I don't think you can fill your present needs through the NHL draft in the vast majority of cases. But again, I go back to this. You have a group of players, and you're looking at a group of players, and like I said, you know, there's not this idea of the best player available, but you can say, geez, we need to add more skill in the middle of the ice, and we need to have this, we'd like to have this player in our prospect pool. Now, if you got the right group of players, now you can say, okay, that's the guy we're taking. I think for the Winnipeg Jets, when you have Mark Scheifele, you have Adam Lowry, you have David Gustafson, who I think really are terrific third-line centers. Now you need that second-line guy. Boy, Seth Jarvis coming in and playing behind Mark Scheifele, I think it would be an absolutely great fit for both Seth and for the Winnipeg Jets.